Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Chafa Min Aleph. We're holding on your Tesla Beis, five lines from the bottom by the two dots. So says the Gemara, V'yotziba Mishum Simcha, V'yotziba Mishum Chagiga. We said that according to Blessed Reb Shimon, the person is allowed to bring a carbon taida on Yom Tif, and he could use that meat also to fulfill his mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha, because there's no chiv be'etzim to bring a carbon for the Shalmei Simcha. However, he cannot use it to fulfill his mitzvah of Shalmei Chagiga, because Shalmei Chagiga is a separate chiv. Says the Gemara Pshita, well, obviously he can't use it to fulfill the mitzvah of Shalmei Chagiga, because it's a davar shebechayvahu, because the Chagiga is its own separate chiv. When you want to fulfill a chiv, you have to use chulin for it. You can't use your carbon taida to fulfill your mitzvah of carbon chagiga. That's pasha. Says the Gemara, like tzricha, afal gav de parish. The chiddush over here is, even though when he said he's going to bring a carbon taida, he explained that he also is going to use it for his carbon chagiga. The chiddush is that that becomes a taida, and he still is not allowed to use it for his carbon chagiga. Like Rav Shimon ben Lakish once asked Rabbi Yechanan, this case, ha'aymer arei alai taida ve'etzi ba'yidei chagiga, a person says, I'm bringing a taida, and also I'm going to use it for my chagiga. Or he says, ha'reini nazir, I'm a nazir, ve'galeach mimois, ma'iser sheni. However, when I shave at the end of my nazir, and I have to bring a carbon, so those carbonas are going to come from Ma'aser Sheni money. So Mahu, what's the halacha? That's what Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yechanan. And Amar Leh, Rabbi Yechanan responded back to Reish Lakish that Nadir Rabbeinu Yaitse, Nazir Rabbeinu Megaleach. That the halacha is that the animal becomes a taida, he becomes a Nazir, and he still is not allowed to use the taida for his chagiga. He still is not allowed to use the Ma'aser Sheni to fulfill his chiv, to bring carbonas at the end of his Naziris. So that's the chiddush of Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon. When he said that you can't use the carbon taida to be yaitzed, a mitzvah of chagiga, he meant even if a person was parish. Says the Gemara, who gavra damar luhu, there was a certain man on his deathbed, he was saying to the people around him, havili arba me'azuzi lepleini valintziv barte, please give 400 zuz to so-and-so, and I want him to marry my daughter. So Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa said, that the lach in this case is that arba me'az shakol, ubarte ibay nasiv ibay loy nasiv. He could take the money, he takes the 400 zuz. If he wants to, he can marry her, and if not, then he doesn't have to. It's not contingent. He could take the money regardless. Taima, but the reason is the amar havulei valintziv. It's only because the man dying first said, give him money, and then said, it's like an afterthought, and I want him to marry my daughter. Aval, however, yamer lintziv havule, if he said, I want him to marry my daughter, and then also he said, give him 400 zuz, so then we say it's tali zabizeh. Inasiv shakel, viloi nasiv loy shakel, if he marries her, so then he gets the money, and if he doesn't marry her, so then he doesn't get the money. Says the Gemara that Yosef Meimar v'kamar la'alosh maitza mishmeid nafshei. So now we're going back to the previous Shaklataria that Reish Lakish asked Rav Yechanan a shaila, what's the halach if a person designates a taida and he says he's going to use it for his chagiga also, or a person says he's a nazir and he's going to bring the karbanis from Ma'is Ma'isr Sheni. So Reish Lakish asked that shaila to Rav Yechanan, and Rav Yechanan responded that it doesn't work. So now Meimar was sitting and he said it over as just a pashada halacha without the back and forth that Reish Lakish asked it as a shaila to Rabbi Yechanan, and Rabbi Yechanan responded. He just had it as a straightforward halacha. So Amar Leibar Ravina Lemereimar. Ravina said to Mereimar, Asun Hachi Masnisula. That's how you teach it. Anan Kidabai Mine Rabbi Yishakish Rabbi Yechanan Masnisanla. We had it, Masninanla. We had it as a shaila, as a shaklavataria between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan. The Reish Lakish asked it as the shaila to Rabbi Yechanan, and Rabbi Yechanan responded that that's the halacha. So now says the Gemara weiter, somewhat of a different topic. Tani Tana Kamed Rabbi Yitzchak Barabo. A Tana taught in the front of Rabbi Yitzchak Barabo. The Yakri Vesaila Vyaseh Kamishba. The Pasuk says by the Yom Shmini Demiluim. So there was a Chiv to bring a carbon Ayla. So an Ayla Aschaiva. And it says that you should bring it Kamishba. So what does it mean you should bring it according to its Alachis? Kamishba Aylas Nadava. It means you should bring it like the Alachis that are outlined in the Parsha that discusses Aylas Nadava. So even though this is an Ayla Aschaiva, we should learn out a halacha from Eilas Nedava. And what's that? Limed al Eilas Chaiva Shatuna Smicha. It teaches us about an Eilas Chayva, that when a person brings an Eilas Chayva, he has to do Smicha, even though Smicha is only mentioned in the Torah when it comes to a Nedava. It's mentioned by Shalmei Nedava and by Eilas Nedava. It doesn't say it about a Chayva. Still, we learn out from Kamishpa that just like Eilas Nedava brings, that it has Smicha, so too Eilas Chayva has Smicha. So now Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba said to this Tano that obviously if you need to have a drasha to learn out Eilas Chayva from Eilas Nedava, so it must be the Amar Lachmani Beishamahi. It must be that who are you getting this halacha from? This drasha? It's Beishamahi. Delay Gamri Shalmei Chayva Mishalmei Nedava. Who in our Mishnah also, Beishamahi says that you don't do smicha by the Karban Chagiga on Yom Tif. Why don't you do smicha? Obviously Beishamahi holds that there's no Chiyiv smicha by Shalmei Chayva. Now, what do you mean? Learn it out from Shalmei Nedava. Answer is that you don't. You don't learn out Chayva from Nedava without a drasha. So by the Ayla, Beishamahi had a drasha. So we learn out Ayla's Chayva from Ayla's Nedava. But by Shlamim, where there's no drasha, so Beishamahi said that there's no Chiyiv Smicha when it comes to an Ayla's Chayva. The Beis Hillel, if the one who's telling you this drasha is a Beis Hillel Talmud, so then Kevin the Gam, Rishami Chayva, Mishami Nedava, since we see in our Mishnah that Beis Hillel holds that there's a chiv of smicha by Shalmei Chayva, even though it doesn't say it in the Torah by Chayva that you do smicha, it must be Beis Hillel learns it out from Shalmei Nedava. Now there's no drasha for such a thing, so it must be Beis Hillel holds tam that you can learn out Chayva from Nedava. So you can learn out Shalmei Chayva from Shalmei Nedava. Well then, says the Gemara, Eilas Chayva Nami Loiti Ba'ikra. So then says Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba, Eilas Chayva also, you wouldn't need to have a drasha, the Gamri Ma'ilas Nedava, you should just be able to learn it out directly from Eilas Nedava, even without a drasha. Now says the Gemara, "Umayde Beis Hillel Shalmei Chayva Mishalmei Nedava Gamri." Now, why are you so confident that Beis Hillel's makar that the Shalmei Chayva has a chiv smicha is from Shalmei Nedava? Dilma me Eilas Chayva Gamri. Maybe you can't learn out Chayva from Nedava. Beis Hillel's makar that there's chiv smicha by Shalmei Chayva is because he learns it out from Eilas Chayva. Va'Eilas Chayva Gufa Ba'ikra, and Eilas Chayva has this pasuk that we just mentioned. Says the Gemara, no, that can't be, because Maishna Mishami Nedava Dulai Gamri Shekein Metsuyin May Eilas Chayva Nami Loi Gamri Shekein Kalo. What would be the reason why you can't learn out Chayva from Nedava? Because you have a pircha, because Shalmei Nedava is very common. That would be the pircha. Well then, if you're asking pirchas, you also wouldn't be able to learn out Shalmei Chayva from Eilas Chayva, because I'll say Eilas Chayva is more stringent, and that it gets burnt completely to Hashem. So maybe there's a chiyuv smicha, and you can't learn out Shalmei Chayva from Eilas Chayva. So rather, says the Gemara, Asimi Beinaya. This Tana will tell you that no, even Beis Hillel requires a drasha, and Beis Hillel learns out the fact that there's a chiyuv smicha from the Shalmei Chayva, for the Shalmei Chayva, from a combination of Shalmei Nedava and Eilas Chayva. You can't learn it out just from Nedava, because there's a pircha, Shekein Metsuyin. He learns it out from a combination of Shalmei Nedava and Eilas Chayva. And Eilas Chayva, where do we know that there's a chiyuv smicha? From Eilas Nedava. So even according to Beis Hillel, you need to have this drasha. So there's no raya that this drasha is dafka according to Beis Shammai. Now from the previous conversation, it was mavur that the way we understood the machlekes in the Mishnah, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, whether or not you do smicha on the Shalmei Chagiga on Yom Tif, is a machlekes about in general whether there's a chiv smicha on Shalmei Chayva. Says the Gemara, is that really true that that's the machlekes? V'savri Beis Shammai Shalmei Chayva lo ibayu smicha? Beis Shammai holds as a rule that Shalmei Chayva doesn't require smicha. V'atani, but we learned in the Braisa, not like that. Then Amar Rabbi Yaisi explained that loy nachlaku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel ala smicha atzma shetzaruch. Everybody holds that the smicha itself, that generally speaking, there's a chiv smicha on Shalmei Chayva. Ama nachlaku, what's the machlokes in our Mishnah about doing smicha on Yom Tif? It's al tekef l'smicha shchita. It's about whether or not there's a chiv to do smicha immediately before the shechita. Beis Hillel says that there's a din, the smicha has to be right before the shechita. Memela, the smicha is going to have to be on Yom Tif over here, because being that the shechita is on Yom Tif, the smicha is going to have to be on Yom Tif. Whereas Beis Shammai says that no, smicha could even be the previous day. There's no din that the smicha has to be right before the shechita. And therefore, we're not going to give a heter to do smicha on the shalmei chagiga on Yom Tov, because you could just take care of it before Yom Tov. Smicha ba'atzam is an issur d'rabbanan. There's a shvus not to put your weight on an animal. So Beis Shammai says, take care of it before Yom Tov, and we're not going to give you a heter to do smicha on Yom Tov. That's the machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. So again, so you see that everybody holds that there is a chi of smicha, not like we had in the previous conversation. So says the Gemara, in a Chanami, Rabbi Yaisi holds like that, but who da amer ki aitano? But Rabbi Yitzchak Barabo, the Tana, in the previous conversation, they were going like the following Tana. The Tana we learned in the Braisa, am Rabbi Yaisi Rabbi Yehuda, like beishami beishilal al tekef l'smicha shchita. Everybody holds that there's a din of tekef l'smicha shchita. Meaning, any time that there's a chiyuv to do smicha, let's say by an eilas nedava, shami nedava, or an eilas chayva. So any time there's a chiyuv to do smicha, avada the smicha has to be right before the shchita. Even beishami agrees to that. So leinechluku. What's the machlekes b'shamei b'sol in our Mishnah? Al smicha atzmo. The machlekes is about whether or not there's a chiyuv smicha on shamei chayva shebeishamei aymer menai tzarech u'beisol aymer tzarech. Beishamei says that there's no chiyuv and b'sol says that there is. So you see, just like we had in the previous conversation, we found a Tana that learns like that, that the machlekes b'shamei b'sol in our Mishnah is whether or not in general there's a chiyuv smicha b'shamei chayva.